Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the third chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To Jordan came the Christ our Lord to do his Father's pleasure. Jesus is no sinner. He is not baptized for his own need. Today, we remember that he is baptized for us. He undergoes it to fulfill all righteousness and to do his Father's will. Thus, the baptism of Jesus makes holy baptism what it is. This heavenly washing now shall be a cleansing from transgression. We are not washing dirt away from our bodies in baptism, but sin is being washed from our consciences. By his blood and agony, baptism grants release from death's oppression. As Peter says, baptism saves. And that is because Jesus saves. Baptism's power comes from Jesus' death and from his resurrection from the dead. And like his sacrifice on the cross, baptism, too, is a once-for-all event with a lasting effect. A new life now awaits us. Hear and mark the message well, then, for God himself has spoken in baptism. Let faith, not doubt, among us dwell, and so let us receive this as a token and pledge from him to us. Baptism is not some man-made tradition. Baptism is God's gift. He endows the water with his word and spirit in order to pledge our kinship with him, that we are his adopted sons, that is, heirs. These truths on Jordan's banks were shown by mighty word and wonder. First, the word, that is, the Father's voice come down from heaven, which we do well to ponder. God the Father only rarely speaks with a voice from heaven. I certainly have never heard it with my own ears in my lifetime. That means, then, that we will want to remember whenever he does it, particularly this one here at Jesus' baptism, when he said, This man is my beloved Son, in whom my heart takes pleasure. In him you must hear. And you must hear him alone and trust in fullest measure the word that he has spoken. Now there's the word. What about the wonder? The wonder is that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are present distinctly for us at this event in the Jordan River to show that whenever his triune name is put on us in baptism, he is there with us. The Father's voice is heard from heaven, which now stands open for us. There stood the Son of God in love in the water, his grace to us extending. Jesus puts himself into the water of baptism for us, not just once there at the Jordan, but now forever. He was numbered there among sinners so that he could forever after number us among his saints. And so also the Holy Spirit, like a dove, descended upon the scene. Baptism still, then, pours out this Holy Spirit richly on us, as Paul writes, declaring that we are at peace with God still. Thus, the triune God assures us in this way at Jesus' baptism, with promises compelling, that in our baptism, He will find a dwelling among us to comfort and sustain us. Okay, having seen how Christ's baptism makes holy baptism what it is, then in our hymn, we should hear this institution of holy baptism from the end of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. To His disciples spoke the Lord, "Go out to every nation and bring to them the living word, and this my invitation, let everyone abandon sin and come in true contrition to be baptized, and thereby win full pardon and remission of sins and inherit heavenly bliss." It's almost a quote of what St. Peter preached on Pentecost Day. But woe to those who would cast aside this grace so freely given, because they shall remain in sin and shame and be driven to despair. We are born in sin. That means that our works must fail. Our striving cannot save us. Our pious acts will not avail on the last day. That means if we are found depending on them or on us or on some other kind of understanding with God, then we will be lost forever, and eternal death will be our portion. How can you know if God loves you? How can you know if you will be saved, if your sins truly are forgiven, and if you stand a chance on God's judgment day? Well, hear, believe, and trust Jesus Christ when He flat out tells you so. That's what He's doing in the promises of holy baptism. Because then you have something sure and certain to hold on to. Let the one who boasts boast in the Lord, Paul wrote. But if you don't have that, then you will certainly be driven to despair outside of God's gifts, His promises, and His words. If you reject those promises, if you live a life that spits in the face of the life, the face of God and His gifts, or if you couldn't care less about Him and His gifts, then the message can only be woe for you. Save yourselves from this crooked generation, Peter preached on Pentecost. Baptism was the means by which they were to seek that salvation. Do not despise your baptism, dear Christians. Don't delay this gift from your children either. Be warned, repent, and throw yourself on the mercy of God in Christ. The last stanza of the great hymn we sang today is a description of every baptism that you've ever witnessed, just not what you have witnessed with your eyes. All that the mortal eye beholds is water as we pour it. But before the eye of faith, the one that hears and listens to God's promises and believes them, before the eye of faith unfolds all the power of Jesus' merit. For here, in holy baptism, faith sees the crimson flood from His side pouring out, bringing healing to all of our ills, as we always sing on Good Friday. The love of God reveals the wonders of His precious blood, assuring us of His pardon. This is no plain water, but it is the water included in God's command and combined with His word. It bears His name. It bears His blessing then, and it delivers the pardon and peace that was won for you at Calvary. It seals you with the Holy Spirit Himself, and it joins you to Christ's death so that you will be joined also with Him in a resurrection like His. Thus, if you are baptized into Christ, then everything that was said of Him also now is to be said of you. By God's grace, that you are His beloved sons and heirs, with whom He is well pleased. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Charles and Deborah St. Hodge, who serve the Lord in Latin America. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.